Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, September 24th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Medicus Pharma Ltd., NASDAQ MDCX. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Medicus Pharma Ltd., MDCX. In 2Q25, Medicus advanced strategic initiatives by acquiring Antiv Limited to expand its therapeutic pipeline into dermatology and infectious diseases. They also entered a collaboration with Helix Nanotechnologies to develop thermostable vaccines for infectious diseases. Financially, the company secured an $8.1 million non-dilutive debenture financing, strengthening its balance sheet. In 2Q25, MDCX reported a net loss of $6.2 million, reflecting increased expenses and R&D investment. Cash and equivalents stood at 9.7 netters at quarter end. Medicus's lead program, SkinJect, is a dissolvable microneedle patch for localized delivery of chemotherapeutic agents. The company's valuation ranges from $14.91 to $29.35, based on a discounted cash flow model. Stonegate Capital Partners offers investor relations, equity research, and institutional investor outreach services for public companies.
Alts grows to 9,000 family offices, the largest FO database, and readies full LP intelligence. Alts has expanded its allocator intelligence platform, now covering 9,000 verified family offices globally, the largest family office database. This update is aimed at general partners and investor relations teams, providing current decision-grade context on allocations. Alts prioritizes evidence, recency, and provenance, with profiles refreshed frequently and enriched with OSINT-derived indicators. The platform offers precision filtering by strategy, stage, geography, structure, and commitment profile. Alts plans to extend coverage to institutional LPs and eventually to startups and funds. This expansion positions Alts as a decision-grade alternative to legacy market databases, focusing on current data and transparent provenance.
PPAC Private hires Rebecca Woost-Craven to join its wealth management division. Rebecca Becky Woost-Craven has joined PPAC Private Bank and Trust wealth management team as Senior Managing Director and Client Advisor. With over 25 years of experience, Becky has worked with high-net-worth individuals and families, creating customized plans to protect and grow wealth. She brings expertise from roles at Bison Wealth, Capital Group, Wells Fargo, Deutsche Bank, and Citibank. Becky holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Computer Science and Economics from Duke University and an MBA in Finance from New York University. PPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation, the parent company, offers innovative wealth management solutions with assets under management of $12.3 billion. For more information, visit www.ppacprivate.com.
Uranium is garnering interest, but it's hard to invest in. Uranium.io's latest innovation paves way for increased liquidity, more sophisticated financial instruments. Uranium is gaining investor interest as a diversification option beyond oil and gold, with companies investing in nuclear power for AI initiatives. Uranium.io is revolutionizing the market by allowing everyday investors to buy and trade physical uranium through tokenization. Their near real-time uranium pricing oracle provides transparency, improving market liquidity. This pricing feed enables the creation of sophisticated financial products and serves as a benchmark for futures and options. The team plans to enhance the pricing model to establish a strong market benchmark, making uranium a more accessible and integrated asset in global financial markets.
Alts grows to 9,000 family offices, the largest FO database, and readies full LP intelligence. Alts has grown to 9,000 family offices, making it the largest family office database globally. The platform now offers full LP intelligence, providing GPs and IR teams with current, decision-grade context on allocations. Altus prioritizes evidence, recency, and provenance, with profiles refreshed frequently and enriched with OSINT-derived indicators. The expansion includes precision filtering by strategy, stage, geography, structure, and commitment profile. Altus plans to extend coverage to institutional LPs in the near future, positioning itself as a decision-grade alternative to legacy market databases.
T. Rowe Price funds set to buy $75 million shares in Neptune Flood IPO. T. Rowe Price investment management accounts are set to purchase $75 million worth of Neptune Insurance Holdings shares in the company's upcoming IPO. Neptune Flood, based in St. Petersburg, Florida, plans to price its shares between $18 and $20 each, potentially valuing the company at $276 billionaires. T. Rowe Price has been actively investing, recently joining a $1 billion funding round for Psi Quantum. The company also struck a partnership with Goldman Sachs to create new opportunities for retirement savings and wealth creation. Neptune, the largest private flood insurance provider in the U.S., has reported significant revenue and net income, with plans to trade on the NYSE under the symbol NP. Briggle Sagemount among selling shareholders in Neptune Flood IPO. Briggle Sagemount, along with other selling shareholders, is involved in the Neptune Flood IPO. T. Rowe Price investment management accounts are set to purchase $75 million of Neptune Insurance Holdings shares as the St. Petersburg-based flood insurer prepares for its initial public offering. Neptune Insurance, known as Neptune Flood, plans to price its shares between $18 and $20 each, potentially valuing the company at $2.76 billion. T. Rowe Price has been actively investing in various companies, including joining a $1 billion round for Psi Quantum. Neptune, founded in 2016, is now the largest private flood insurance provider in the U.S., with over $100 billion in insured property and partnerships with AM Best-rated insurance companies. Neptune Flood could gain $2.8 valuation in IPO. Neptune Flood, also known as Neptune Insurance Holdings, is set to have an initial public offering IPO with a valuation of up to $2.8 billion. T. Rowe Price Investment Management and AllianceBernstein are key investors, each purchasing $75 million worth of shares. The company plans to price its shares between $18 and $20 each. T. Rowe Price has been actively investing, recently joining a $1 billion funding round for Psi Quantum. Neptune, founded in 2016, is the largest private flood insurance provider in the U.S., with operations in all 50 states. With over $100 billion in insured property and partnerships with AM Best-rated companies, Neptune reported $119.3 million in revenue in 2024. The company has applied to trade on the NYSE under the symbol NP.
Freestone Capital Management's Eric Morgan, named to Barron's Top 100 Independent Advisors, ranked number 6 nationally. Freestone Capital Management is proud to announce that managing partner and client advisor Eric Morgan has been recognized by Barron's as one of the top 100 independent advisors in the nation, earning the number 6 ranking overall. This is the fourth year Eric has been ranked among the top 10 advisors nationwide. Eric Morgan joined Freestone in 2000 and brings more than 3 decades of experience advising many of the Northwest's most successful entrepreneurs and executives. Founded in 1999, Freestone is an independent and employee-owned, fee-only wealth advisory and asset management firm that has grown from $250 million to over $12 billion in assets under management. Learn more about Freestone Capital Management at freestonecapital.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.